The European Union, in association with the Ministry of Agriculture, presents Life Sweeter for True with the EU, a radio drama series on development activities in Jamaica's sugar-dependent areas under the Accompanying Measures for Sugar AMS protocol.
Well, that's interesting. Daniel, you want to hear a fun fact about our next destination?
Why not?
Alright, so Thornton is a small community, nestled in Silo, right? Thornton means town of thorns, while a silo is a place where grain, feed, and other things like that are stored.
Hold on. You think it was because they used to store the sugar in silos, that's the reason the place is called Silo? What do you think?
Well, beats me. We're here now, so maybe you'll get the chance to ask the residents.
Maybe not.
Suit yourself. Excuse me, we're looking for Sonia Graham. Yes. Okay, we'll wait here.
Mr. Seki, thanks for joining Miss Sonia for the interview. She tells me you've been living here for a while, so we can really use your wealth of knowledge.
I've been here for the last 59 years. And I can tell you where it is coming from and where it is now.
Sonia, you too can tell us what your experience was like before the Center Road Rehabilitation Project.
Wow, it was terrible. Very terrible. Because potholes here and potholes there. And as where we are sitting now, you can drive from here and round the other side of the road.
So you're saying cars couldn't drive on this stretch at all?
Well, it could have happened, but not as fast as you would like it to be.
Oh, I get you now.
Well, the situation is rough because it's pretty much clay. You know, this when the rain falls, and this is a rain area, for example. And when the rain falls, you know, the clay sinks. So when the transportation comes in, it bags up and it can't get out.
So does that mean it was difficult to get taxis to come to Thornton?
Taxis come around here, but there are certain places that they wouldn't go. But now, in every little corner, they go. They drop you at your gate because you have road to go everywhere in the district.
That must make members of the community feel safe.
Me can ride freely at night because me ride my bicycle go everywhere. So me can ride it without thinking about dropping the potholes. And when you're in the taxis, you reach where you're going faster. Because, you know, the time when them take feet, slow down at the pothole, them just sailing now. So it is good.
Well, I mean, safe from predators and people like that, but I guess safety is safety, whether from pothole, phantom, or people.
The fact is, it's a great help to me personally and my family. And the surrounding people, we have all regular discussions on the issue, and we are pleased, very much pleased.
Yes, it is benefiting the community. Yes, and especially the farmers who has cane close by the road to get it out. You know, because the tractors or the trucks will quick to go to the cane field now because they have good road to drive on. And like the other time, a cane cut, and maybe at the last day, when them know it will spoil, then we oblige the farmers. But now, as a colleague on.
Wow. I can't imagine being a farmer and working hard for months, then only to have your cane spoil on you because no one is willing to drive and come pick them up.
Boy, it sounds like this project was worth every cent. And $9 million is not chicken feed.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to us. We're going to drive now on your pretty road and go up to the primary school. Bye.
Join us again next time for another episode of Life Sweeter for True with the EU, brought to you by the European Union and the Ministry of Agriculture.
It's a partnership for development that's second to none and is worth over $180 billion.
For 43 years and counting, the European Union and the Government of Jamaica have partnered to transform lives.
And since 2009, the EU has invested over $22 billion to make life better for people in sugar-dependent areas of Trelawney, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, St. Catherine, and St. Thomas. Life is sweeter for true with the EU.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.